Прослушайте текст. В таблице ниже предложены заголовки. Расположите заголовки в той последовательности, в которой звучат части текста, которые могут быть так озаглавлены. Обведите соответствующую букву в бланке ответа.
У вас есть 1 минута, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
In today's edition of Language Today, we look at how text messaging has created a new language, bypassing conventional spelling and grammar rules to the despair of some traditionalists. Text messaging is amazingly convenient. Imagine this, you're sitting on a bus, rushing to meet a friend. You're late, so you get out your phone and, to avoid having an argument or an irritating "I'm on the bus" conversation, you tap in the letters IL space B space L, followed by the number 8, then press send. Why don't we make the effort to spell out the words in full? Well, text messages, also known as SMS, short message service, were originally restricted to 160 characters. The rather tedious method of typing in letters using the phone keypad also means the shorter the words, the less frustrating they are to type. There's also the not insignificant point, of course, that making contact via a text message is a lot cheaper than making a voice call. Text messaging is not a minority activity. It's estimated that by 2008, over 4.1 trillion SMS were sent. Mobile phone companies seem to have been caught completely off guard, so if anybody tells you that they predicted the success of text messaging, don't believe them. The first text message was sent in 1992, and the service became commercially available in 1993. It was initially slow to catch on. Today, religious leaders are texting to call their congregations to prayer, doctors text advice to their patients, and shops text special offers on cut-price jeans. The trend has also helped thousands of relationships in their early stages, as text messaging is so much less embarrassing than an awkward telephone call. There are no rules to text messaging. It is a vital, evolving language full of phonetic abbreviations. The short, informal style of an email is cut down even further by the mini missives in a text message. We're opening up a new channel of playful, frank, 24-hour communication, and this is having a huge impact on our language. Behind this electronic shorthand, a cultural revolution is brewing. In this language soup, what is happening to good old-fashioned English? One linguistics expert has commented that text messaging is fun, but there seem to be worries about the effects it might be having on children's literacy. He's noticed a sharp decline in the writing that his university students produce. If future generations prefer to text message rather than learn to read and write, things won't improve. In the future, it might be that writing changes into something completely different, just as it has done over the past 50 years with the growth of telephones and the internet. However, not everyone shares this nervousness about text messaging and its detrimental influence on children. One professor of language and communication has made the point that playing with language is entirely natural. She says that every time a new medium comes along, it has an effect on language. Over the past few decades, language has changed quickly because of the way people use new technologies. She believes this doesn't destroy the existing language. On the contrary, it helps language evolve. In text messages, many words come from shorthand created in email, such as FYI, for your information, and IMO, in my opinion. Most of these are original, although there is sometimes an initial clash of meanings. For example, LOL can mean both laughing out loud and lots of love. Who knows what embarrassing misunderstandings this might have created? So, what do you think? Text us your ideas on.
Прослушайте текст повторно. Для каждой из пяти частей выберите верное утверждение и обведите соответствующую букву в бланке ответа. Для каждой части возможен только один вариант ответа. Если в одной части выбрано более одного варианта, ответ не засчитывается.
In today's edition of Language Today, we look at how text messaging has created a new language, bypassing conventional spelling and grammar rules to the despair of some traditionalists. Text messaging is amazingly convenient. Imagine this, you're sitting on a bus, rushing to meet a friend. You're late, so you get out your phone and, to avoid having an argument or an irritating "I'm on the bus" conversation, you tap in the letters IL space B space L followed by the number 8, then press send. Why don't we make the effort to spell out the words in full? Well, text messages, also known as SMS, short message service, were originally restricted to 160 characters. The rather tedious method of typing in letters using the phone keypad also means the shorter the words, the less frustrating they are to type. There's also the not insignificant point, of course, that making contact via a text message is a lot cheaper than making a voice call. Text messaging is not a minority activity. It's estimated that by 2008, over 4.1 trillion SMS were sent. Mobile phone companies seem to have been caught completely off guard, so if anybody tells you that they predicted the success of text messaging, don't believe them. The first text message was sent in 1992, and the service became commercially available in 1993. It was initially slow to catch on. Today, religious leaders are texting to call their congregations to prayer, doctors text advice to their patients, and shops text special offers on cut-price jeans. The trend has also helped thousands of relationships in their early stages, as text messaging is so much less embarrassing than an awkward telephone call. There are no rules to text messaging. It is a vital, evolving language full of phonetic abbreviations. The short, informal style of an email is cut down even further by the mini missives in a text message. We're opening up a new channel of playful, frank, 24-hour communication, and this is having a huge impact on our language. Behind this electronic shorthand, a cultural revolution is brewing. In this language soup, what is happening to good old-fashioned English? One linguistics expert has commented that text messaging is fun, but there seem to be worries about the effects it might be having on children's literacy. He's noticed a sharp decline in the writing that his university students produce. If future generations prefer to text message rather than learn to read and write, things won't improve. In the future, it might be that writing changes into something completely different, just as it has done over the past 50 years with the growth of telephones and the internet. However, not everyone shares this nervousness about text messaging and its detrimental influence on children. One professor of language and communication has made the point that playing with language is entirely natural. She says that every time a new medium comes along, it has an effect on language. Over the past few decades, language has changed quickly because of the way people use new technologies. She believes this doesn't destroy the existing language. On the contrary, it helps language evolve. In text messages, many words come from shorthand created in email, such as FYI, for your information, and IMO, in my opinion. Most of these are original, although there is sometimes an initial clash of meanings. For example, LOL can mean both laughing out loud and lots of love. Who knows what embarrassing misunderstandings this might have created? So, what do you think? Text us your ideas on...
Перенесите ответы в бланк ответов.